This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David joins us today with a special guest. Welcome, David.
Well, we're back again this week, and again, Samantha Phipps from Yancey County is with us, and welcome to our show.
Hi, David.
Last week we were talking about stressors in the holidays. Let's briefly recap some of the things that we talked about. We talked about expectations of giving and being given to at Christmas time.
Right.
And
we talked about the family members that pop in from the past. Maybe we just see them once a year, and that can create stress.
Right. And money is a stressor this time of year.
Exactly. We overextend ourselves with credit cards.
Right. Money's a big issue. And sometimes in some families, alcohol is used at these parties and whatnot, and that's also a stressor. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we can do with dealing with stress. I know you're have a social work type background, and so tell us a little bit about some of your thoughts about how to relieve stress.
Right, right. One of the ways that I've learned personally how to avoid some stress during the Christmas season, holiday rush, is to step back and say no. Just limit myself as to how much I can do. I can't possibly go to every event, social event that's planned for me sometimes by family members. I have to say no to my child. Certain things that she expects of me, or presents that supposedly she's going to get at Christmas. So I've had to learn how to say no and how to simplify. And I started thinking back to I grew up in the 1960s and 70s, and we seemed to have more time back then to actually get some things done. And I know I'm starting to sound like my own grandma. We had more time back then. But it does seem like we did. And we got a lot done. We had fun. But I think we did simpler things to enjoy the holidays.
And I know my wife uses a special kind of light that you can buy that will help you with the lack of sunlight that we experience this time of year, you told me that you use one of those as well.
Right, right. I tend to suffer from seasonal affective disorder, whether I like to admit it or not, and I spoke with a local medical provider about that, and there are natural ways to deal with it and without necessarily taking any medication, because it does affect people in the wintertime. And a reveal light bulb, if you wake up in the mornings and turn on a light, just a regular light lamp that you have in the house, with the reveal light bulb, it gives you the multi-spectrum light, like in sunlight, and it gives your brain a false sense of being out in the sun.
I also picked up, when I was over at your office a little while ago, a pamphlet on stress. I'm sure you could give some to people if they're interested in getting more information, but some of the things that they suggest is making time for yourself, just taking time off to read a book or listen to some music, just being by yourself.
Exactly.
Getting enough sleep. That's very easy to overextend ourselves and get sleep deprived. Some physical activity. It's hard sometimes to make ourselves get out when it's cold and it's dark and whatnot, but getting some exercise
exactly.
is always good, isn't it?
And maybe talk to a medical provider or nutritionist about some vitamin supplements. I know B6 tends to be an energy supplement, but I have to caution folks, don't take any kind of supplement without first talking to their physician.
Right. And one of the best things for any kind of stress or mental issues or stress issues is just to talk to someone. If you've got a friend you can talk to, or you and I both have phone numbers we're going to give out if people lack somebody to talk to, they can always talk to one of our phone workers,
exactly,
can't they?
Exactly, exactly. And we have support group at our shelter on Monday nights, and it's just amazing. Even if you have a lunch with a friend and you realize, oh, she has these same kind of issues, you just feel like you're not in the boat by yourself.
All right. Now, last week we mentioned we both need volunteers. I know at Safe Place we depend on volunteers primarily to answer our phone line. It's not a very demanding job, and it's done from your own home. So if you're interested in doing that and want to help out, give us a call at Safe Place. I'll give you the number in a minute. And you have some needs for volunteers, don't you?
We really do. We need volunteers to help take care of the thrift store. And our thrift store manager, Andrea Moore, is actually going to be, training people and screening her own volunteers. Our shelter manager has a need. I need all positions covered at our shelter when shelter staff can't be present. And certain days, I know you've experienced this, David, you have to wear multiple hats.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you run out of the ability to wear all of them all at one time. So I am definitely interested in, so is our shelter manager, in training people for all different positions. And we're just asking that you have some letters of recommendation, and if you are working at the shelter, you have to have a background check. But we will take care of all that and talk to you about it, and we do have that interest very much that we get people more involved with volunteering.
And don't forget the Yancey County Open House. It'll be the 21st.
Yes, we're going to have an open house, a calendar signing party. The men of Yancey County who posed for the calendar will autograph those calendars. You can buy them there. We're going to have food. We're going to have the trees up. You can see our new office space, and you can talk to staff and meet and greet, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's give a phone number. In Mitchell County, Safe Place is at 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, call 682-0056.
Great. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? Begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.